Hi guys, welcome to Just Figuring It Out podcast. It's your host Nadel Kavochi. Welcome to yet another episode of today's podcast. Hope you guys are doing good. I have been good. This is episode 109. It's a faith-based episode. And when I say faith-based, I subscribe to Christianity. And for Christianity, of course, God is the supreme being and God is my father. So that is that. I really love the support that I got in the other episode, in the other faith-based episode. It was the first one. And I just appreciate it. Yani, it was just nice. It was so overwhelming. I didn't expect that for a first episode. So I'm so grateful. Like, I have a lot and lots of updates to share, but I think I'll just push them to March shenanigans so that we can have this particular episode as short as possible. So just one thing I'd love to mention, I have been nominated for the Digital Creator Awards as the year of the podcast of the year. Oh my god, podcast of the year creator award, Digital Creator Award. I am so excited. My inner child is really screaming because, what do you mean? It's so crazy. And what makes it more crazy is the fact that I had that particular goal in my vision board to be nominated for a podcasting award. And who's God? Who's God? Who's God? God did his thing. I mean, you know. And I have been nominated. So guys, this is the part where you show the love you have for the podcast, you know. I'll give more details. I think after this episode will be out, I would have shared something qua the Instagram page. That is where you need to follow the Instagram page to be hooked with everything that goes on with the podcast. So yeah, I'm so eager, I'm so excited for that. And this has just happened in the month where we shall be celebrating our anniversary. So it's totally crazy and amazing, and I'm just like, oh my god, thank you God, and thank you to my fans for the support and making this possible. So msisahau, more details will be in, and I need you guys to support me the much you can. I'll be grateful. Okay, there are a lot of things I feel like I can't shut my mouth, but I need this episode to be extremely short, so I'll carry it forward to the March shenanigans. So msikose kusikia March shenanigans. There are a couple of podcasts that I've discovered. Yeah. And I love to share them. They're such amazing podcasts. I'm sure you guys are going to love them. So I'll go straight to today's episode. This is the second faith-based episode. And in this particular episode, oh my god, I have been contemplating sharing it for like a year and some months. And today is the day that God said, young girl, we are not doing this procrastination thing again. So yeah, and why I have been postponing and procrastinating this particular episode is with a faith-based episode. I feel like for me, it's like unclothing myself. It's like I'm totally naked. I'm extremely vulnerable to you guys. I mean, and a lot of TMI is being shared in this particular episode. So if you want to know the dirty, you know, of my life, all the things that you won't hear in a normal episode. This is the episode to be binge listening to. Like, this is the episode that unclothes me. So yeah, okay, I've been contemplating. So as I was on transit today, as I was heading to town, I normally get to listen to podcasts or Union Church sermons. So I was listening to this particular sermon. I'll link that in the description box, the sermon. The title of the sermon is "It's Not What It Looks Like" by Pastor Bullocks. So this sermon was totally relating to this particular thing I want to share. So there was no running away. And God was just making it clearer and clearer that we need to talk about this, you know. So yeah. So as I was saying, I'll start my whatever I want to share. Do I want to call it a testimony? I'm really refraining from calling it a testimony because I'm feeling it's more than that. I don't know. So I'll share. So in this particular time, it was September 2022. I was looking for attachment. Then I got an attachment in this cool place. It's a private company. And whatever I was doing in there was like something that was growing my skill in something that I've studied in school. And also, it was a good platform. Do you know, Vile, people go for attachments. They're normally attached in offices where your work is to file papers, your work is to print tea, your work is to do all this kazi za mkono. But this was not the case with this place. It was a very lovely place. It was hands-on. And my mind and everything were active in this place. And it was a nice place. So 2 months in, I think the COO, that is Chief Operation Officer, he's like second in command after the CEO, shared some few pleasantries with me, and he was like, I love how you work, and I've seen you're a fast learner. We might end up absorbing you because of the potential we've seen in you. And I was like, okay, cool. Remember me, I'm just here for 3 months. I finished my attachment and I'm off, you know. I have that conversation. I was to my attachment was to go around the end of November, but when the time was almost there, end of November, the COO was like, you can extend until December when we close. And I was like, okay, cool. So as I was extending, I had that conversation with the COO, and I was like, okay, you once mentioned that you guys might absorb me. Then we had that whole conversation, and it was like, cool, that's very possible. I just need to talk to the CEO and one of the other directors because they make a decision as a management. And I was like, okay, cool. So we closed for the December, and the COO was like, we'll give you a feedback later on. Also, the CEO was like, we'll give you feedback later on. So fast forward, the opening on January 4th, and the COO got back to me on the 2nd of January. So guys, you can imagine the anxiety. Nagoja text ama simu ya umse. So we heard that. So the CEO calls, actually. I pick up the call and I'm like, okay, hello, we have that conversation. You know, he's trying to, he puts it in a nice way. He tries to massage that hard message. And I was like, okay, we're not going to take you. we want you to finish school, you know, once you get, once you touch money, you won't finish school. And I was like, man, that's just propaganda, you know. And I was like, okay, I'm taking that. So I was still in Eldoret. School starts at around February, that's February 2023. So end of January, I'm traveling back from Eldoret. Now I'm coming back to school, right? So on my way, I was in Kangemi, actually. I get a text from the COO and he's like, hi, how are you? I'm like, I'm good. And he's like, want you to come back with the same terms for the next 3 months, but now it's an internship. Then after that, we can think of absorption. And I'm like, oh, okay, no problem. I mean, again, there's nothing much that I do. I'm just school. I'm just homeschool. I'm like, okay. So I go back for that end of January, February, March, then half of April because I had exams. And of course, before going for those 2 weeks leave day, I had a conversation with the COO and I was like, okay, you know, my 3 months are ending. What next, right? So we had that conversation. He's like, okay, we will see what we shall do. Then, you know, we have that conversation again, but no clear communication is made. You know, we're still a lot of back and forth. Then, so after that, I'm done with my exam. Of course, I go to Eldoret as usual. So as I'm there, we had a conversation with the CEO. I communicated a lot with the CEO because he was in charge of that. So he was like, okay, you want us to absorb you, what's your salary expectations and all these other things. So of course I had done my research in the company and I just gave him the salary as per the company's range. Yeah. So I give him as per the company's range. We have that conversation, still no clear outcome comes from it. And that was on a Friday. So that particular Friday, I love journaling on a Friday. So I went on my journal and I told God, I really don't think like I'm in the right state or like I'm equipped to make a decision with whatever is going to come out from this conversation with the COO. But I want you to take lead. You know, I need you to help me. And then, of course, I had my mom, I had my grandmother, I had my aunts, I had my uncle, who were advising me, you know, in this particular situation, and they're just giving me their opinions. So too many cooks spoil the broth. So everyone is saying this other one is saying this other one is saying this. So you're like, nifanye, what am I supposed to do? I mean, you guys should just we should speak one language, right? So I went to God. It was on a Friday and I was journaling. So I went to God and I told God, I need you to help me make this decision, you know. And something that I often do from time to time is to tell God that I want my desires or anything that comes my way to align with the will that He has for me. So that is what I told God. I told God, if this is the opportunity that you have for me, let it align with your will. And because, God, you know, I am a stubborn child. I'm really stubborn. And I love a lot of questions. I'm very inquisitive. So I told God, you know, I'm a stubborn child. So you need to make it clear. And this is what we're going to do. So that, you know, you cannot have mistakes, or we're not going to say, I'm not sure. So I told God, I've asked for amount X. If they agree to amount X, I know this is the will. This is your will. This is what you have for me. Right? And I told God, if it's going to be even less with one boob, even less, I was exact and precise with my amount. If it's going to be even less with one shilling, I know it's not for me. So Tuesday come, we have a the COO texts me and he's like, thank you for your services. We appreciate you. You've worked well, you've treated the clients well, and all that corporate propaganda and, you know, good language to cover bad news, right? So I was like, eh, God, I know you answer prayers, but this was too fast. I mean, I asked on a Friday and this is a Tuesday. So I got that feedback and I was like, oh, okay, well and good. And I just told God, you've made your confirmation. There's no turning back. There's no going back. Because at the end of the day, I asked God for a sign and he has shown me. He has done his thing, right? Yeah. And okay, that's what I wanted to share today. Then these other things can follow. And I just want to say, for this particular time that I was going through that, one, there is this particular thing that I heard from someone. And this particular person was saying that God is not Father Christmas. So when you are with God, or when you want to have a relationship with God, or when you want to be a Christian, majority of the people or majority of the thing that is always sold with Christianity is good things. They're not tribulations. To follow God, to follow Christ is all good. There's no ugly side, you know. And of course, there's some truth to that bit, but just trying to be realistic, it's not like that. God is not Father Christmas. In the essence that, yes, I obey his commands. I follow his word. I try as much as possible to align with whatever he has with me. I read the Bible and do all this other stuff. But all these things does not credit me, or does not evade me from having these other tribulations and hard circumstances of life, you know. Like, and I think this is where people get it wrong. People want to have a relationship with God. People want to follow God for what he can offer, not for who he is. And I think once you get to crack that, God, I'm not with you because of what you can offer me, but I am with you because I want to know you more. You get to receive rejections and these things are going your way in a different manner. So as I was saying, God is not Father Christmas. Now I was there. I had this information like early May when he said, okay, we won't take you and all that story. So I was like, eh, May, no, by June, so God will have done his thing. I mean, I am his daughter, you know, and his word says, whoever seeks the kingdom of God, all the other things will be added to him. So me, I'm here waiting for all the other things to be added unto me. Guys, it's June. It's July. It's August. It's September. It's October. It's November. It's December. We carry forward. January, February. Hey, God, when? And I mean, there's nothing that is bad as the waiting season. Like, it places you in another place, and you get to question yourself a lot of stuff, you know. And I actually thank God for the waiting space, for the waiting season. I know I'm saying this because I'm out of the waiting season. That is why I can look back and I'm like, God, thank you. And I needed that for a particular reason. But when you're in the waiting season, it's really hard to know that God has a purpose for you and there is a reason why you're waiting. You know, he's molding you up. Maybe there are things you need to shed off. And that is what God is doing for you. And one thing I got from that, because I got to listen to a lot of sermons, I got to read a lot of literature that was talking about patiently waiting in God just to assist me in my waiting season. So, and one thing that I would replay anytime I felt like, hey God, tumeka, paka tumesonga mwaka ingine. You have overstayed, you are late. And God is never late, guys. It's just that we have our own plans, like we always say. Like me, when I'm 25, I want to have a husband, I want to have a house, I want to have 3 children, you know. And then there's reality of life, and people have different journeys, right? So there's that. So as I was saying, there's one thing that will carry me anytime that I felt like, hey God, umekawia, you are late. And it's this thing that I love to say. I think if you're close to me, you know. God's timing, not my timing. And anytime I'll sit down and say, hey Mungu, umekawia kwa hii, I just remember it's God's timing, not my timing. So that particular word and verse, it's not a verse, that particular word or phrase kept me going. And I think you can also try it when you feel like, hey, you waited for something and it has not yet matured. Just keep on telling yourself, God's timing, not my timing, you know. Yeah. Don't forget to follow the podcast in the podcasting platform where you get to listen to the podcast, the likes of Spotify and Apple Podcast. Don't forget to follow, rate us, like us, recommend to a family or a friend. That helps the podcast to reach out to a new audience and to be discovered by new listeners. So if you like listening to the podcast, share some love to the podcast. You can also put a face to the voice that you get to listen to in the podcast by following us at Just Figuring It Out Podcast. The link will be on the description box. Come, let's figure out life together. So as I was saying, sometimes God does not work like that. And I'll always say, or I always keep reminding myself anytime I feel like God is late. And God is never late. That's your own timing. God is never late. But anytime I feel like, eh, Mungu umekawia, umekawia kwa hii prayer point, jameni. Ntavuka mwaka nayo. You know, anytime I feel like that, I always get to tell myself, it's God's timing, not my timing. And it's just natural for us human beings to have that karash, you know, like you feel by 25 you should have done this, you feel by 22 you should have done this, but that's not what God has for you. And something I've come to learn to appreciate is everyone's journey is different. There are people who have a smooth journey from beginning till the end. There are people who have a hard journey from beginning to the end. Okay, the people who have a hard journey from the beginning, but as it progresses, it becomes smooth. The people who have smooth journey, and as it progresses, it becomes hard. So everyone's journey is different, because everyone's story is different. We all can't have the same story. We all can't have the same journey, because that is just how we were created. Kila mtu ako na unique feature and everything. So also another thing that I've learned to appreciate is to understand that people have different journey, because it's very important. There's understanding that people have a different journey is very critical, because it's very, very easy to start comparing yourself, and you're like, kama Sarah has done this and we're in the same class, haya, how comes mine has not yet come? You know, you always have that, but God's timing, not your own timing. Okay, I've talked a lot, but I just want to share this particular analogy that was in the sermon I listened to today. I'll also link that particular sermon near Union Church on the description box, so you can just go and have a look at it. So this particular analogy just shows how God can be with us in the fire, but he won't remove us from the fire. The same thing that we say, oh God, I want to be a patient person. Oh God, I do not want to love money, because you know, love of money is the root of every evil. And so because you've told God, you know, I don't want to love money, I don't want to worship money, I do not want my life to surround money, but money is important, guys. Msi minus you hapo. So what does God do? God removes money from the equation, because you see, you don't want to worship money, you do not want to have everything in your life surround money and all that stuff. What does God do? God takes away the money that you say you don't want to worship, you don't want your life to be around. And I think what you're expecting God to just remove that desire and that lust and that money is everything in you. And the way he does that is through ways you don't expect, you know. Like, I tend to say that God is always a rough parent. A rough parent in the sense that he doesn't just hand you things. The kind of God I serve, the kind of God everyone serve, is the kind of God who prepares you for your blessing. Like, he prepares you for something greater that he's to do. So I'll go straight to what the sermon was saying. So it was by Pastor Balox, and he was giving an analogy of a father who really, really loved his son. So this father had this tendency of going to the child's room anytime the child cries at midnight. He takes the child out of the crib and he carries and tries to soothe the child and all that stuff. So there was a time the wife was telling the man that, hey, you're becoming too much, you just need to leave this kid in his crib in midnight, because unamzoesha a certain tabia that I don't think we can keep up with, right?
So the husband is like, okay, I'll not take the child out of the crib when he cries. So in the morning, the wife comes and find the father, stroke the husband, inside the crib with the child. So the wife is like, you've broken the promise. You promised you won't take the kid out of the crib. And the man says, I didn't break the promise. I didn't take this kid out of the crib. Instead, I entered the crib. I mean, I just heard this and I was like, that's magical, you know? So he didn't take the kid out of the crib as per the agreement. But what he did to soothe the kid, he went inside the crib. And he said, as per that analogy, he said, majority of the time, God is with us in the fire. He's with us in whatever tribulation. He's with us when we are broke. He's with us when we are sick. He's with us when we are homeless. He's with us when we don't have nowhere to go. We don't have plans. We don't have nothing. He's still with us. However, God will not automatically remove us from whatever we are going through. Again, don't miss my point when I say that God won't remove us. A good example I've said, when we are in the hospital, let's say you've been in the hospital, stuff has happened and you're like, God, where are you? I need you now more than ever. What is God going to do? God is going to walk you through everything, and he's going to ensure that you're safe, provision and all that stuff. And when you come out of it, you're like, ingekuwa mkono ya Mungu, I don't think I would have made it. I don't think I would have done anything if it was not God's hands. But the way God does it, God is that he's a just God, and he's the kind of father where you're in this fire. Okay, let's see how you deal with it. Let's see how you come out of it. And majority of the time, what I've experienced with God, when God removes you from that fire, when God removes you out of that hospital bed, when God removes you out of that circumstances, out of that circumstance, he removes you when you've totally surrendered. You know, like, I surrender all to Jesus, you know? You've stripped yourself naked. You've set yourself free and you're like, God, take charge. We like to make this funny joke with my mom and to say, ina inaitaji to Mungu ashuke, like God has to come down himself to save us. It's a nice joke when it's said in lawyer. It's a really nice joke and a nice phrase when it's said in lawyer, you know. Yeah, so I usually have that with my mom. So that was it for today. I will link this particular episode on the description box. Yes, and you guys should listen to, you should definitely hook yourself up with Union Church. I usually provide the link mara moja moja when I talk about Union Church. It's a nice church. I love the practicality of the sermon and how before they give you the word, they have analogies, they break it down in the simplest manner ever. And it's just a nice experience to be part of the Union Church family. Yeah, thank you guys for listening to this particular episode. First and foremost, I have to say thank you for the mad interaction you had with the first faith-based episode. I mean, you guys blew out that episode. Yani, I was looking at the stats and I'm like, what? I was not expecting this for this particular episode. It was a new segment, a new thing I'm trying. And the love you just showed that particular episode, I'm so, so grateful. Thank you guys for always supporting the podcast, like from the deepest, from the deepest point of my heart, I'm so grateful for you guys. Kabisa, kabisa. Bye guys, see you in the next episode.